We're reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 14, the three modes of material nature, text number 6. Ananta Prabhu is praying, playing a joke on me, anyway, we'll see why. It's about sattva guna. Tatra sattvam nirmalatvat prakashakam anamayam sukha sangena badanati jnana sangena chanaga. Tatra there, sattvam, the mode of goodness, nirmalatvat, being purest in the material world, prakashakam, illuminating, anamayam, without any sinful reaction, sukha, with happiness, sangyana, by association, badnati, conditions, jnana, with knowledge, sangyana, by association, cha, also, anaga, O sinless one. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. O sinless one, the mode of goodness, being purer than the others, is illuminating and it frees one from all sinful reactions. Those situated in that mode become conditioned by a sense of happiness and knowledge. Purport. The living entities conditioned by material nature are of various types. One is happy, another is very active, and another is helpless. All these types of psychological manifestations are causes of the entity's conditioned status in nature. How they are differently conditioned is explained in this section of Bhagavad Gita. The mode of goodness is first considered. The effect of developing the mode of goodness in the material world is that one becomes wiser than those otherwise conditioned. A man in the mode of goodness is not so much affected by material miseries, and he has a sense of advancement in material knowledge. The representative type is the Brahmana, who is supposed to be situated in the mode of goodness. This sense of happiness is due to understanding that in the mode of goodness, one is more or less free from sinful reactions. Actually, in the Vedic literature, it is said that the mode of goodness means greater knowledge and a greater sense of happiness. The difficulty here is that when a living entity is situated in the mode of goodness, he becomes conditioned to feel that he is advanced in knowledge and is better than others. In this way, he becomes conditioned. The best examples are the scientist and the philosopher. Each is very proud of his knowledge, and because they generally improve their living conditions, they feel a sort of material happiness. This sense of advanced happiness in conditioned life makes them bound by the mode of goodness of material nature. As such, they are attracted toward working in the mode of goodness, and as long as they have an attraction for working in that way, they have to take some type of body in the modes of nature. Thus, there is no likelihood of liberation or of being transferred to the spiritual world. Repeatedly one may become a philosopher, a scientist, or a poet, and repeatedly become entangled in the same disadvantages of birth and death. But due to the illusion of the material energy, one thinks that that sort of life is pleasant. Very interesting part about the three modes. Krishna is describing the three modes of nature, and he's describing the characteristics of each one of them. And he starts with the mode of goodness. This it sounds very good. Characteristic of mode of goodness, it says here that is that it is illuminating and it frees one from sinful reactions. Sounds good. So if we're a bit intelligent, then we will look for being liberated from sinful reactions. We probably were not born in a pure environment, and so probably we had some bad habits in the past before becoming devotees. So then we'll, if we find a way to be free from these sinful reactions, sounds like a good deal. So until here it sounds very good. Mode of goodness is illuminating and it frees one from sinful reaction. And then Krishna also talks about happiness and knowledge, which are some characteristics of mode of goodness, which is also very good. You know, everyone wants to be happy. And also some knowledge, it's not so bad. But then he goes into a different direction and he says that the mode of goodness is a conditioning. So Krishna makes it clear from the beginning. He starts describing the three modes and then he describes how these modes condition the living entity. Actually, this the word guna means rope, and there is this nice picture devotees made with there's two men, and there's they are like in a puppet show. They have the three ropes, and they are like puppets controlled by the modes of nature. So that's the position. So from transcendental perspective, it's all conditioning. There is this example which sometimes people apparently in India, they have this controversy of about a dry stool or wet stool, which one is better. So from transcendental perspective, in a way, you can say it's all the same. The three modes are just a conditioning. Well, yeah, there's more to be said about that. Because sometimes we say that the mode of goodness is a platform from which we can approach transcendence. And yes, it's true. It's called sattva guna, and transcendental mode it's called shuddha sattva, pure goodness. And but what's important that it's like a platform is a platform. It's like if you want to go to New York. If you want to go to New York, most intelligent is probably to go to the airport. But the idea is not to stay in the airport. Not that you go to the airport and then you stay in the airport and then you stay in the airport and then you stay in the airport. The idea is to go to New York. So we will go to the airport and then you get on the flight for New York. Probably you have to change a few planes. But that's the core idea, the main idea. So similarly, in our movement, we have some Brahminical standards and some... We are trying to develop mode of goodness. We follow the four regulative principles. Like some people, yeah, we heard many times this story about Lord Zetland, who, when he heard what he needs to do to become a Brahmana, which is to follow the four regulative principles, he said, "Impossible." So we follow the four regulative principles, we take a shower in the morning, we wear clean clothes, and so on. We follow so many things, which is good. This has to has something to do with mode of goodness. But the idea is to also develop Krishna consciousness, to develop, to serve Krishna. And if we just forget this purpose and we just develop, we just follow rules and regulation and develop mode of goodness, we don't achieve so much. And Krishna says there about two ways in which this goodness can be conditioning. He talks about happiness and he talks about knowledge. And Srila Prabhupada talks, it's interesting because he stresses more this part in the purport. And he talks more about the conditioning of knowledge. And he points out very clear what's the problem. The problem is that when you're in knowledge, you can easily become proud. You know, like when you come to the Hare Krishna movement, you read two books, then you're more intelligent than anyone in Ljubljana. It's true. You know more than everyone in Ljubljana because nobody knows anything. You know, like that. There are so many spiritual books. There are so many books on that, and you. Yeah, nobody knows anything. And you read two of Srila Prabhupada's books and then you're very intelligent. And then you can become proud. And the problem with pride is that you don't have a proper attitude to mostly first towards superiors and then to others also. Srila Prabhupada gives some modern examples here, like scientists and philosophers, who so they think they are so advanced in knowledge, but actually advancement means surrendering to Krishna. Advancement of knowledge. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "Pahunam janmanamante gyanavarmam papadante vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurmaba." I think that's the verse. So he says that someone who is really in knowledge, he surrenders to Krishna. If you really have knowledge, other type of knowledge is not very helpful. And there is a few examples of how different personalities can be conditioned by this knowledge. And how they become proud. One is I just remember when I came here, Ramaharshana. Okay, and my tongue is so he was very advanced. They were. In the beginning, the forest of Naimisharanya, they were discussing, and then Lord Balaram came. No, this was in Aimisharanya Sutta Goswami, anyway. Yeah. So Lord Balaram came. And Ramaharshana was giving class there. And when he saw Lord Balaram, he said, okay, whatever. He didn't do anything to show some respect. You know, Lord Balaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You're supposed to be very learned, and Krishna comes in. And they're like, yeah, sit down, take a seat, and listen. Come on. So Lord Balaram has an interesting personality. Was not very happy with that. So he took a blade of grass. It was actually kusha grass. So this kusha grass is a bit more sharp. So he just cut his throat and finish. Game over. So this is one example how knowledge can be conditioning. You become proud. You don't follow the proper etiquette. You don't have the service attitude anymore. And then there's another example of someone very proud is Keshava Kashmiri. Keshava Kashmiri was a devotee of Mother Sarasvati. So his main activity was going around India and challenging everyone to debates. Yeah, that's what they do. At some point, he came to Navadvip. And when they saw Keshava Kashmiri coming, everyone was hiding. Like, because he was good. He was very learned. He was favored by Mother Sarasvati, so he was quite learned. And then the only one remaining was Lord Chaitanya. And Keshava Kashmiri was like, oh. I mean, Lord Chaitanya was teaching some grammars and so, something there. But Keshava Kashmiri didn't take him very seriously. And he was very proud. Like, oh, I hear you're teaching some grammar. Yes, yes. Lord Chaitanya usually used this humble attitude when preaching to these very high-profile personalities. He was very humble. Yes, yes, yeah, I'm teaching something, but you know, I'm not at your level. So... but then he said, look, I heard you're very advanced, so you're very expert in composing poetry, so maybe you can compose some poetry. So he composed very fast in 1 minute or one hour he composed 100 verses about the Mother Ganga. So Lord Chaitanya was, he was speaking like these pandits speak sometimes. Nobody understands what they are talking about. And Lord Chaitanya just took one of these verses and said, okay, let's talk about this verse, this particular verse. I just chose one. Tell me something about this verse. And he was like, oh, okay. Usually nobody understood what he was speaking so fast and nobody understood. So I said, yes, 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 it's nice verse. Yes, yes, you can tell me about the good things and the errors you made in this verse. And then this was already, he was like, what errors? Errors? Yes, yes, okay, let's... Oh, I mean, I'm not an expert, but I'm just quoting from the Shastras. So immediately Lord Chaitanya was quoting from the Shastras. Look, you made this error, this error, this error, this error, this error. And instantly Keshava Kashmiri Yeah, because he was defeated, and then he understood that this is Lord Chaitanya, and he surrendered to him. But the idea is that there's a few cases that where knowledge makes people proud. Yeah, they are so advanced, and then they don't understand that there are people more advanced than them. So that's one of the problem. Then there's other conditioning. The other conditioning is happiness in the mode of goodness. Happiness and good life is more common than there's more examples in Bhagavatam. For example, typical example is Indra. Indra is always a bad example for everything. He has done 10 errors in his life, and probably it's different Indras, but yeah, anyway, he's the bad example for anything. So Indra was in an assembly, and they were enjoying. And then Brihaspati came. And when Brihaspati came, Indra was enjoying too much, so he didn't think that it's proper to pay respects to his spiritual master. So then a whole saga started from there. Brihaspati just left, and then they were attacked by the demons, and yeah, there's a long story from there. So that's one of the example of because of enjoying too much, Indra was forgetting to have the proper attitude towards his spiritual master. He was not doing his duty anymore. And a similar example, Manigriva and Nalakuvara. We heard the whole Kartik, the story. So as soon when they were enjoying, and when Narada Muni passed by, they didn't think it's... They were also a bit drunk. They didn't think proper to show some proper respect or at least get dressed. And so they were cursed. So this is a few examples how a mode of goodness is conditioning, though it's what's the main symptom of this conditioning? The symptom is that we don't do our duty anymore. We are so much engrossed in enjoying or in developing knowledge that we don't do our duty anymore. That's the main condition. And our main duty is to serve Krishna. So, especially enjoying, there's always the risk that we become so cozy that we... Yeah, we don't do our duty anymore. And the real devotee doesn't care so much in which position he is. He just wants to serve. He doesn't care so much. We'll go back to this. There's a nice text in this connection. So now Srila Prabhupada Marathon is coming. And we have, if we have this conditioning of goodness, we have an opportunity to get rid of it. if we like to have to be in a cozy environment, then I don't have it. I don't have this conditioning of mode of goodness, because probably the next texts are more applying to me. But if we have this conditioning of being in a cozy environment, we have this opportunity to go out
from the temple. It's nice and cold outside. and probably it will be even colder. People are running around. They're just trying to enjoy. And our duty is to stop them somehow. You do whatever you like. You can do like external, internal. You can do whatever. And then you have to give them some books they don't think they need. And then you have to ask for some donations also. And yeah, that's the game in this December. And all this because this pleases Srila Prabhupada. For some reason he there's of course we will explain what's the reason, but yes, this is what pleases Srila Prabhupada, and that's the service. And we will not always feel good during this marathon. That's sometimes we will feel some ecstasy. Because if Srila Prabhupada is pleased, then we will feel some ecstasy. That's for sure. And sometimes this is the highest ecstasy you experience in your whole life. But sometimes you will not feel so much ecstasy. Sometimes you will feel like, what am I doing here? Why am I here? Mama! But the idea is that we shouldn't care so much if we feel good, if we don't feel good. How I feel. There's so much, people are so much into I feel, this is how I feel. They should care more about serving. This is more the attitude. And if we have, like, anyway, from Ljubljana is not a place where we would usually want to live. It's not exactly mode of goodness. But, yeah, so the idea is that we go wherever is needed. If we need to go in this crowded center where everyone is running, it's no problem because, yeah, this is what Srila Prabhupada wants. And there's one reference of this in connection with Chitraketu Maharaj. That's maybe one lesson we can learn from for this marathon. It's in connection with Chitraketu Maharaj is cursed by Mother Parvati, and Chitraketu Maharaj is very detached. He's like, yes, sure, yes, mother, sorry. It was actually, he just made the joke there. But he was joking with Lord Shiva and Mother And he said, yes, mother, I don't think I did any offense, but if whatever offense you think I did, let it be corrected. Okay, if I have to become a demon next life, no problem. Okay. And Lord Shiva is really glorifying Chitraketu Maharaj. And there's this very nice text. Lord Shiva says, devotees solely engaged in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, never fear any condition of life. For them, the heavenly planets, liberation, and the hellish planets are all the same. For such devotees are interested only in the service of the Lord. So Lord Shiva is glorifying Chitraketu Maharaj. He's saying that Chitraketu Maharaj is only interested in serving. That's his holiness. And he doesn't care. He really doesn't care if he has to go to heavenly planets, to other places, to hell, or to center of Ljubljana, or to center of Maribor. Center of Maribor is more sattvic. the center of Ljubljana train station. He doesn't care. And if he has to distribute books there and run from securities and he doesn't care. You know, like. So that's something we can learn, and that's one method which we can recommend to get rid of some of our conditioning. To do whatever Srila Prabhupada wants, not so much care about how we feel. Okay, so I'll stop here. If there's some questions, comments, concerns, Gena Prabhu is in charge of the.
The verse was speaking about the mode of goodness, and you were speaking about book distribution. Can you speak or say something about going on book distribution under the modes of material nature, in the mode of goodness, and then transcendental? When Kapila Muni is speaking in the third canto about devotional service in three modes, and then transcendental devotional service, how we can come into this? What is the difference when we go out and distribute under the modes of material nature? And then, of course, when we are there, then we gradually come to the transcendental platform.
I don't know what an example would be of ignorance. I'll try to. Probably in ignorance, whenever we are challenged, we start screaming at people. Like, like, you're a rascal, you're a demon, why? Take it, you'll burn in hell, rascal. So that's probably in passion we're interested a lot.
Lunchtime.
Yeah, maybe. What's in it for me? In passion, probably we're competing a lot for first place. You know, like they'll put at the end of the marathon, they will have the list, and I will be top. Yeah. And probably in ignorance, when we see that some other devotee is distributing a book, we'll just. Scream to them, don't take it from me. Anyway, in goodness, it's more or less we are doing this out of duty. A duty means that we don't care so much about, we don't care about what's gonna be in it for me, but we care about doing our duty. And probably transcendental. Transcendental is that we do out of duty to please Srila Prabhupada. We want to please Srila Prabhupada, we want to please Krishna. As His Holiness Prahladananda Maharaj said today, that I'm doing this service to please Krishna. I was trying this today to consciously think of that, you know, like when I was distributing books, like that. Because you're thinking, what am I doing here? And they're like, oh, consciously to think, I'm trying to distribute these books to please Krishna.
Yes, how many times we actually remember that?
Rarely.
Srila Prabhupada's books.
Yeah, rarely.
How many times we remember Srila Prabhupada? What to speak of
Panchatattva? Yeah, for me it's always easier to remember Srila Prabhupada. For me, remembering Krishna, I don't know, you know, like. But Srila Prabhupada is more. And also, one other thing about the mode is very interesting is the motivation, because of course we're not talking about ignorance, but if you have this mood of passion. Motivation in mode of passion it can hold for some time. You can do some austerity for some time. But if there's no results, it's going to be really hard to maintain it. You just drop it, you know, like... And motivation in passion usually doesn't last. So you have to go for deeper into, you have to go into, to go like every day for Sankirtan. I mean, not only for the marathon, but your whole life. You have to develop some goodness and some spiritual understanding. Otherwise, you will not be able to. Yeah, you see so many people who distribute thousands of books, hundreds of books for some time, and then you see they're just gone. So the idea, it's also for motivation, for long term. It's for me, actually, I'm not so impressed anymore when I see someone distributing lots of books. I'm not so impressed. I'm more impressed to see someone who is stable over a long time. You know, like if you have someone who is distributing lots of books for 1 month, this is impressive. There's some Shakti there, but it's more impressive to see someone who is distributing like 5 years, 10 years. And that's for me like more like, wow, that's something. Yeah, I don't know if I responded to the question, but
yes, I said something. Thank you.
Kantara Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai.